Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, what is going on? The Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. I hope everybody's having a good hump day. That's right. It is hump day Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, and we are on the air from beautiful sunny northwest Arkansas. Got no rain going on, so it is a good thing. 323-642-1128 is the phone number if you want to call in today. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is a good thing. I just got a message. Less than 24 hours will be the debut of the SEC Network. That's right, SEC going uptown, got their own network going down. So I thought they started today, but come to find out, I think they start tomorrow. So anyway, there you go. Chat room is up and running. If you want to tune in on the chat room, we invite you to go ahead and do that. Once again, 323-642-1128 is the phone number. I'm having problems with my earphones today. I've been walking a lot lately. I've been walking like 5 miles every morning. And now the little thing do not want to stay on my headphones. And it's driving me. And I don't know if you've ever had anything like that happen to you, but it's happening to me. All right, let's jump over here and look at the sports page to see what's going on. A lot of great MMA events coming up. Going to be making my way here in a couple of weeks back up to Springfield, Missouri for Adrenaline Fight League. They got their next big event coming up there. Also, we got Extreme Fighting Inc. taking place here in a couple of weeks down in Fort Smith, Arkansas. So we invite you to get down there and check that show out if you're in the River Valley. Also, just got signed to do ring announcing for a big event coming to Springdale, Arkansas in October, All-Star MMA and Reed Cook. Got a big event coming up there in October. Reed Cook really been going nuts. He managing some fighters that have been appearing on some big shows across the United States. Excuse me. And now he's bringing the show to Northwest Arkansas. Also been hearing some rumors there may be some minor league professional wrestling coming to Northwest Arkansas. So as soon as we get more information on that, we will pass that information on to you. In case you've been under a rock and haven't heard, John Jones apparently suffered an injury and has been forced to pull out of his match with Daniel Cormier, or I think that's how you pronounce his last name. So, is it my imagination, or John Jones just, I can understand injury, but wasn't it just a while back he was refusing to fight guys because he felt they didn't deserve a title shot. And I said it then, and I'm going to say it now. That's not your call, little boy. You may be the champ, but Dana White still signs the check. And when it comes down to it, you step into the cage against who they say so. It don't matter if you think they deserve a shot or not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Daniel or maybe Dana White needs to grow a set and tell these boys, hey, I'm still the boss. You fight who I say, not who you say. We'll give you your fight. You get to fight who you want to, but it's all in due time. We have a pecking order. That's why we have a top 10, because these guys fight against who they say. Now, the third head of this snake, if you want to call it that, now Alexander Gustafsson is popping up, saying he wants his rightful shot at John Jones. Now, let's put this all into perspective. In a way, I do agree with Alexander Gustafsson. Daniel Cormier was a last-minute replacement for Gustafsson when he was forced, when an injury caused him to back out of the fight with John Jones at UFC 178. Okay. Now, like I said, yesterday, Tuesday, John Jones revealed that he had suffered an injury, therefore taking the fight with Cormier off the 178 card. Now, the UFC officials rescheduled that bout for UFC 182, January 3rd. But, I mean, I really don't know how to look at that. I see all points. I can see all points here. Like I say, they have rescheduled it for 182 January 3rd, first UFC of 2015. But Gustafsson is not happy. And even put on his Facebook page, I just heard the news that Jones is injured and the fight's been scheduled until January 3rd. And Gustafsson put, until then, I will be more than ready. It was my fight to begin with, and I want to fight as the number one contender in the story. So I'm going to make that my Facebook question of the day. I'm putting it on there right now. Great Squirrel Show question of the day. Should Gustus, I think that. All right. You can hear me typing into pack. I wish I had somebody to do the show with me so they could be typing this stuff in for me. Greg Squirrel Show, question of the day. Should Gustafsson be put back into January 3rd fight against John Jones since he was originally scheduled? For the fight. And Daniel, how do you pronounce his last name? I mean, I apologize for the spelling, boys and girls. I do apologize for that. All right. So here's the question. Greg, should Gustafsson be put back in the fight January 30th against John Jones since he was originally scheduled for the fight and Daniel Cormier was his replacement? All right. There we go. 323-642-1128. That is the number to call in today. Like I say, I thought we had the chat room. Chat room's up and running. So if you want to get in over there, You can post your comments too. You can post your comments once again on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel on Facebook. That's my personal Facebook page. Okay. In case you haven't heard, Jason Momoa has been signed to play Aquaman in an upcoming movie. There you go. I think they should let Roman Reigns. It's kind of a tough call, but because Aquaman was blonde, wasn't he? My imagination? I don't know. But anyway, I think they should let Roman Reigns do it. Didn't he just recently put out a movie? Kind of went straight to video. But anyway, what is up? I want to hit on this. What's up with War Machine? I mean, does he not realize he's eventually going to be found? I mean, you got Dog the Bounty Hunter after you. So, I mean, you tell me, what is up with this dude? I mean, I don't care. And this is just, you know, this is me. But I don't care what the situation is. You don't go beating the crap out of a girl. I know there's times people feel like it, but why? There's no need for it. I mean, she shouldn't. She shouldn't be. I mean, I don't know. But War Machine, I think his day is coming. And personally, I don't care who he is. I hope somebody beats the shit out of him. Pardon my language. Oops. I hope somebody beats the doggy-doo out of him. I mean, I was raised by a good man, Frank Squirrel. Dad, I love you. I miss you. You raised me never to hit a woman. Okay? Plain, easy, simple. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Maybe that's why I do ring announcing. I don't know. Anyway, hey, we've got to say hello to my sponsors. Max Sunglasses, it's all into Amber, high-definition lenses. If you want some great sunglasses that aren't going to kill your pocketbook, check out Max Sunglasses. If you look on my Facebook page, I'm having a week-long sale, $19.95 for one pair. If you get two pair, I'm going to save you $10. $19.95, round up to $20 if you want to, but I'll give you two pair for $30. That does include shipping and handling. I will ship them to you, payment by credit card over the phone. 888-361-8725 is the number to give me a call for Max Sunglasses. Also, we want to say thank you to Moxie Nutrition, Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, Live Right Nutrition, Native Nutrition, all part of the Herbalife family. If you're interested in getting healthy, if you're interested in losing weight, who knows, maybe make a little extra money on the side. Check out Herbalife. Give me a call. Once again, 888-361-8725. If you're interested in maybe trying Herbalife, you've heard about it, hadn't really been for sure, hey, I can hook you up. It's great stuff. Everybody who's heard my story knows that I've lost 30 pounds since last September. I feel good. I'm kind of conceited and say I look good, but I'm still ugly. But anyway, there you go. Herbalife Nutrition Products are there for you. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. This is my brother over there. We want to say a big hello to him. If you're in trouble with the popo, I forgot what I was going to say. If you're in trouble with the popo, get a hold of Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. Let's jump back over on the Facebook, see if anybody has answered the Facebook question. So far, nobody has really replied to it. So, anyway. All right. You know, sad news. If you hadn't heard, Robin Williams, great comedian, great actor, been dealing with some depression issues, and unfortunately it got the best. Robin Williams committed suicide a couple of days ago. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Robin Williams' family. One thing I always enjoyed about Robin Williams is no matter what kind of mood I woke up in, I could always count on Robin Williams to cheer me up. I mean, that's just how it was. I mean, so he, like I mentioned in a Facebook post, the guy was a lightning bolt, always on fire, always full of energy. So once again, thoughts and prayers go out. My four favorite Robin Williams movies, Patch Adams, Mrs. Doubtfire, Good Morning Vietnam, and Bicentennial Man. I don't know how many times that movie comes on, I can always watch Bicentennial Man. Great, great talented man, and I tried watching Mrs. Doubtfire night before last night, Monday night, the day it happened. I tried watching Mrs. Doubtfire that night, and unfortunately, I couldn't even make it through the movie. I mean, it's a great movie. So anyway, hey, guess what time it is, boys and girls? It is time to go down to first school. Let's to some of our sisters out there. Tina Ferris, Tammy Villarreal, Daniel Flynn, Cindy Popa, Amy Misner, Melissa Palmer, Janine Morrell, Jennifer Lewis, Rhonda Payne, Tammy Loberly, Christy Mallett, Melissa Wardress, and Aaron Kimball. All right. See if I can find my birthday list. Let's go over here. Okay, I can't find my birthday list because I already sent out my birthday invitation. Let's see. Well, there's one birthday that I really want to mention. Let's hold on a minute. Let's pipe down on the Beatles here. Big birthday to one of the sweetest young ladies I know. She turns 22 years old today. My cousin, Kendra Center, turns 22 today. Great young lady. My cousin Brian, who's really not my cousin. He's more like a best friend. He really is my cousin, don't get me wrong, but he's more like a best friend. And I've always told Brian that if I could go out and use somebody, clone somebody to have as my daughter, it would be Kendra. Just a great girl, 22 years old. So there you go, Kendra. Happy birthday right here on the Greg World Show. All right. Once again, I am still, you know, hoping to hear some comments about, about the Gustafson. So I've got that. And I've got that on Facebook, so maybe I'll see some comments, maybe I won't. I don't know. But, hey, getting back on the sport. We got some baseball going on this afternoon. Let's see here. Baseball going on. The NBA or Major League owners, baseball owners are meeting to select a successor to Bud Selig. Word coming out, and you probably heard about the situation with Tony Stewart running over a kid by accident, hitting. Right now, the police are saying no charges are going to be filed. Young man, his family is wanting charges against Tony Stewart, so this deal is not done by a mile. So there you go. It is Wednesday. Hey, don't, if you're in Fayetteville, Arkansas tonight, you want to do some dancing, you want to learn how to dance, come to Rooster's Roost. I forget the name of the hotel that it's in, but Brandy, or Barbie, not, where did I get Brandy? My sweet girl Barbie, she's going to be teaching lessons, Latin salsa dancing, and they'll open up the dance floor afterwards. So it's going to be a good time. If you hear a growling, my dog is my dog gnawing in the background. There you go. Jeff Gordon, this just came across my newswire. 3M is switching sponsorships to Jeff Gordon. This coming from Hendrick Motorsport. The number 24 Chevy team of Jeff Gordon has added 3M as a primary sponsor in a 3-year deal announced Tuesday. Agreement includes primary sponsorship for 11 races starting in 2015, and it will be an associate sponsor for the remaining races. So there you go. 3M official partner is the primary currently. It's currently the primary sponsor for Greg Biffle, Roush Fenway Racing. So there you go. Currently, Roush Fenway going to be getting some new sponsors for the best. So we're anxious to see what goes on there. Who is ready? Oh, by the way, I did get some news that the Steve Ballmer has become principal owner of the L.A. Clippers. Former Microsoft CEO purchased the Clips for $2 billion. So, there you go. Maybe that situation is over and under the rug. 323-642-1128. We got about 5 minutes if you want to call in here real fast. Once again, we want to mention shows coming up, Springfield, Missouri, Adrenaline Fight League coming up. I believe that's the second weekend in September. Adrenaline Fight League, Extreme Fighting Incorporated, Extreme Fighting Inc. got their event coming up, Fort Smith, Arkansas, October. We have All-Star MMA. Also want to give a big shout-out to Rage in the Cage, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And we also want to say hey to my troops over at Tribal MMA. So there we go, boys and girls. As a matter of fact, big shout out to Adrenaline Fight League. All right, posting that on Facebook right now. There you go. All right. Who is ready for the weekend? I don't know. I think I'm just going to chill and relax. Really don't have a whole lot going on. I hate to admit it, money's kind of tight right now. So, hey, no better thing to do than to sit back and relax. I'm still trying to decide if I like Tampa Bay's new uniform. I really don't know yet. They're really the only team that's made changes to their uniform for the upcoming season. Philadelphia has actually been talking possibly about going back to the original Kelly Green. So I have to see what that's all about. So anyway, I'm kind of scanning down my Facebook page, seeing if there's any little juicy morsel tidbits on there. 50 Shades of Grey cartoon. No, we don't want to watch that. Has anybody gone to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles yet? There was so much hubbub leading up to that movie. So, if anybody's seen that movie, I would like to hear your opinion on that. All right. About 3:27. Well, if I flip over here, we got about 2 minutes left on the show today. So, like I say, once again, the Facebook question of the day is due to the injury. John Jones, Daniel Cormier has been backed up till January 1st UFC event of 2015. And now Alexander Gustafsson is popping up saying since he had to pull out originally because of an injury, he should be put back in that fight. Let me know what you think. Let me know your opinions on that. We'll keep it up on the Facebook page. And you can comment on that anytime you like. Don't forget, you can listen to the replays anytime you like. Blog Talk Radio. So there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to kick it on out of town. Everybody have a good Wednesday night. We will be back Friday, 3:00. So call your buddies, call your friends, tell them to tune in to Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Squirrel Show. Farmington Cardinal football, Northside Grizzly football, that's high school getting started soon. Oh, yeah, Arkansas Razorbacks just around the corner. Hey, don't forget the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Bears. Those are my favorites. Here we go. We're out of here. We will see you Friday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Bye-bye. Highway to heartache. I'm just a grip on the shit.